from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Spoken walls. We were talking last week about how the anonymous poll of GMs around the NBA, we're talking about rookies and how their careers are going to pan out and how their first year in the NBA. And I think you get some honest reactions from those anonymous polls, right? Where you can get a little bit of how they truly think without putting their name behind them about some guys. During that segment, we talked about how there's ways that you can do anonymous sourcing, right? And say anonymous things and do the anonymous reporting. This one seems a little bit out there. This is a report. I saw it on Dunk Central, which you have to make sure you're not getting Centel.
It's coming from Anthony Irwin.
Anthony Irwin covers the Lakers.
Yep. I know Anthony really well. I know his sourcing is good.
An anonymous NBA scout said Joe Cronin, Trailblazers GM, asking for 2 first-rounders for Jeremy Grant is hilarious. Portland traded 1 first-round for him, and then they gave him that terrible contract. Why would he be more valuable now than he was when they landed him 2 years ago?
Well, it's pretty easy. One, he was on an expiring deal. Two, he was going to leave, and this is what the Pistons could get for him.
Yeah.
This is what facilitated it. One. The Blazers aren't trying to trade Jeremy Grant right now.
No,
the Lakers want Jeremy Grant.
He is not demanding a trade either.
And that's why. You can find a scout to say whatever you want. And that we talked about this a ton during draft season. You can find, if you want to find a certain opinion on or evaluation of a player, well, you find a scout. Each team has 7-8 scouts nationally, and they talk. They all talk. And it's, if you want to go find an opinion on something, you can go do that. I know people in the league that think that Jeremy Grant isn't worth 2 first-round picks. And I know people in L.A. who very much think that. I also know that there are people in the league that are like, yeah, they shouldn't give him up for anything less than 2 firsts because they have the Lakers over a barrel.
Well, do I think Jeremy Grant is worth 2 first-round picks? No. Do I think that if a team is desperate and they need somebody, i.e. Lakers, then yes, you hold him for 2 first-round picks, because if you can get it, that is exactly what your job is if you're Joe Cronin, is to try to get 2 first-round picks. In addition to this, the terrible contract that Jeremy Grant has, if he will enter this year with 3 years and a player option remaining on his contract, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The average annual value of his contract right now ranks 44th in the NBA, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Entering this season,
yes.
44th in the NBA. Also, 13th. Overall for all forwards in the NBA. When you go to the end of, and I won't even put the player option in this. So let's just go with the 3 years that he has remaining before that player option, which is this upcoming season and the two after that.
Mm-hmm.
If he's at 44th right now, with the salary cap going up the way that it is, where will Jeremy Grant's annual contract value be in your mind? Will he be top 60?
No.
In 3 years?
Just doing the math real quick. So I've talked to a couple team presidents around the league and some folks who have insight into where the salary cap is going to be with the new TV deal. It's going to go up the guaranteed 10% over the next 3 years. Like it's a variable rate, but it can go up to 10% on the salary cap. That's what it's going to do. And if you factor that in, the base rate. Base rate right now is what? God, I can't remember. Salary cap's up 140, so going up essentially 14-ish million dollars a year, okay? Let's just use a 14 flat each year. So you're going up over $40 million in 3 years. Right now, Jeremy Grant...
To be split 15 ways.
Right now, Jeremy Grant's contract is just over 20% of the total salary cap. The last year of his deal, he's going to be at like 14%?
14% of the cap.
The total cap, which is nothing.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
And that's where I look at it and you say, were they paying the freight early? Yeah, because they weren't trying to win. And
you need to get the salary floor.
Oh, by the way, you got to pay guys. Yeah, you have to get to that salary floor. And there's going to be so many guys that come up with deals before him where he's going to keep on climbing, or he's going to keep on falling as other guys climb up that salary ladder. And so that's why I look at it and I say, is it really that terrible of a deal for Portland if you are going to be sitting here looking at it going, he doesn't want to be traded right now. We needed to sign him to keep him. And then even if the Blazers do hold on to him past the start of the season and up to the trade deadline, or hell, even through this entire regular season, next year, the $32 million that his average deal is going to be pushing him down even further. I bet you by the start of next season, he's not even a top 50 paid player in the NBA on annual average salary.
No, he won't be.
No. So I think there's a lot of factors that are at play here that sit there and go, okay, was it a steep price? Yeah, when they signed it absolutely was, but you always have to look forward to what the salary cap is going to be doing, what the market will offer for
predicting
a guy like
what
Jeremy,
the adjustment
Jeremy
is
Grant,
look like. Yeah.
And the fact that this anonymous scout is probably a scout for the Los Angeles Lakers, if a Lakers reporter is reporting this.
I mean, you can draw some lines pretty simply.
And then you sit there and you go, yeah, of course they want to suppress the value of Jeremy Grant because they know that they're desperate, and that's why Joe Cronin's asking for two first-round picks for him.
Yeah, and the other part of this that is interesting beyond Jeremy Grant is there is a move being done by media folks and anonymous sourcing about Jeremy Grant's injury history over the last 3 years,
ooh,
which I would beg one writer to do 1 ounce of work and go, I wonder why Jeremy Grant missed all those games.
Blazers weren't trying to win. I think that's the big one.
Sean
right
Devaney
there.
Of Heavy.com was, they said the Lakers are balking at the price tag for $160 million star. First of all, that's how they did the headline, which lets you know it's clickbaity as hell. But on top of that, he cited Jeremy Grant's various injuries and how injury prone he was. And it's like, I am begging somebody to do an iota of research. Because if I saw a guy had, you know, if a guy missed a bunch of games over 3 years, I'd go look, okay, what are the injuries and when do they occur? That's weird. Post All-Star break, they just start to just pile up.
Yep.
Out of nowhere.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yep.
I don't understand. Healthy the whole rest of the year. Just boom, the second the All-Star break hits. I don't understand. Like, is something in the water up there? You know, it's just, it's difficult. It's truly
all these
impossible.
Guys just, these injuries just really pile up. Yeah. That is a really good point, though, of a lot of these guys that now, because I think what we do is we get so caught up in the guys who are on teams that matter, that get injured regularly, and they're trying to win, and then all of a sudden they break down, and you're like, well, you know, Jamal Murray's a great example of this, right?
Yes.
Jamal Murray's kind of going through it right now, but his injuries aren't built the same as other injuries because, like, the Blazers literally cannot say, we're just going to shut Jeremy Grant down for the season for no reason whatsoever. We're going to shut Damian Lillard down for no reason whatsoever. They have to put a reason behind it. But then, you know, on the player end of it, they do get labeled with, oh, the guy's always hurt because he's missing all these games because of injury.
I mean, there's since 22, the last, he had no injury from 12, 11, 21 until 3/26/22. Year and a half without an injury. And then calf was the only thing cited from the end of March to close out the year.
Yeah, them's the breaks.
And then he had he rolled an ankle, which everybody saw in the game in the beginning of November in 22. I remember that very clearly. He missed two games. He came back, and then he got, remember, he got run over. He landed awkwardly in his back. He missed a week for his back. After that, you have quad, concussion, rest, quad, concussion, back, quad, hamstring, hamstring. And it's all like 1 month apart.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Maybe when the Blazers would like rifle off like three wins and then be like, all right, let's shut them down.
We need to make sure we relax it here.
Huh.
Interesting.
This will be, I hope the Blazers do get the two first round picks, but like the
if they're
conversation,
taking D'Angelo Russell, they are.
The conversation around, you know, Joe Cronin asking too much. I think every Blazer fan should want your GM to ask for too much at this point in the season. You have a, especially for the Lakers, you have a team that is desperate right now. Now, if you get nothing for Jeremy Grant, then we have, that's a bigger issue. But your GM asking for too much, that's exactly what Danny Ainge does.
Yes.
And what Danny Ainge does is he asks for the moon and waits until you get desperate enough to pull the trigger on it.
And that's the thing is the Lakers, what's been really funny is watching this juxtaposition right now between Lakers fans and the Lakers front office, because Lakers fans are watching Bron and AD play in FIFA and looking otherworldly, like, see, that's world championship caliber, which I'm all about. Yeah, fan base, talk yourself into believing that Bron and AD is enough for you to win a title because they're beating up on FIBA teams. Definitely. Definitely. That's what you should be doing.
There's right what, 65 NBA players playing in the Olympics this year?
Yeah, outside of the Team USA.
Yeah, yeah. Every single team in the NBA
is an NBA player.
Is an NBA player.
But hey, you know. Noah Lyles was wrong. Winning an NBA title is harder.
Ooh, let's get into that because Noah Lyles, he may be using his muscle as the world's fastest man to get somewhere. Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.